Wednesday afternoon with Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell, Bruce Pratt aboard. Was told Carole King was coming in, and so yeah, we had to have appropriate music for you here.
Thank you.
Carole is here. There's another one. She's with the American Red Cross.
What?
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Betsy Lundy here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Thank you for returning.
Thanks for having me again.
You know, a lot of people will come in once and then never set foot in here again.
I'm a regular.
You keep coming back, and so we appreciate your stick-to-itiveness. And so what's going on? What are we talking about this week?
Well, we are talking with Carole King of the American Red Cross, which has been downtown for quite a while.
Yeah, right on Exchange Street in downtown Bangor.
We are on the second floor of the First National Bank building.
How long have you been with the Red Cross?
26 years.
Oh, my word.
Five here in Bangor.
So it's like Clara Barton and then you.
Yes. I am that old.
No. Well, you provide so many services to the community, and I have to guess that most people aren't aware of all of the many things that you do. So could you talk a little bit about
that? I mean, I think the one thing that I wanted to focus on and talk about today is, please, we encourage folks to check your smoke alarms. Unfortunately, there's been so many deadly fires here in Maine over the last month. And many of those fires may have been prevented if folks had working smoke detectors. And the Red Cross has a great program. We will come to your house. We bring the ladder. We bring the drill. We will put it up for you. It is absolutely free to anyone, anywhere in Maine, anywhere across the country. But obviously, we're focused on the folks here in Maine. We will come to your house and do it for you. We'll sit down with you and your family, talk about how you might escape your home in a fire. That alarm gives you the time you might need to get out of your house safely. So today, obviously, we're encouraging folks every day, but in light of the recent fires, we want to really pay attention to that. If you have working smoke detectors at your house and you want to help your friends and your neighbors and people in your community, we could always use a few extra hands. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Well, I would think this time of year, too, with wood stoves and all kinds of alternative heating sources, space heaters, things of that sort, the odds are probably a lot higher this time of year.
Unfortunately, yes. You know, pay attention to all of those things. If you have a generator, make sure that it is outside. Carbon monoxide, again, another deadly situation. So we just encourage folks to pay attention. There are all kinds of tips and tools and resources on redcross.org if you need more information, or you can always come by our office or call us. And we can talk you through it.
I would think, too, and we were chatting about this before we went on the air, we're seeing more weather extremes than ever before and natural disasters. And that puts tremendous pressure on resources. And it doesn't always matter where that event takes place because Red Cross chapters all around the country end up helping out.
Most definitely. And folks like me and our volunteers, we go other places. Maine is often sending volunteers across the country. Last year, I went to Nebraska, the flood and ice storm and snow event that no one heard about. I spent almost a month in Nebraska. And so those opportunities are available for our volunteers as well.
I saw on your website, you're also offering first aid classes, chances for CPR and certification and things of that sort, which is, it's so valuable for people to do that.
You're going to be the first one on the scene if someone in your household has a medical emergency, someone in your office, someone at your work. You're going to be the first one there. Thankfully, here in Bangor, the Bangor Fire and EMS are right there just as quick as you call them. But you're going to be there a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes before they are there. So we encourage folks to learn those skills.
How is the blood supply right now?
Awful. It is desperate and difficult, and we need everyone who is available, who is eligible and able to give blood to please call, please make an appointment, please give blood. You can come to the Blood Donor Center. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app and find a blood drive near you based on your zip code, based on the day of the week that you want to give blood. Whatever time you're available, there's a blood drive near you. We look for 350 people across Maine to give blood every single day. So we need you every day. You can give every 56 days. So in those other 55 days, we encourage you to find a friend, find a family member, find someone else to give on those other 55 days when you can't give a second time.
We're talking with Carole King from the American Red Cross, and we're talking about downtown Bangor also on this segment. How important is it for you to be located right in the heart of things downtown?
We love being right downtown Bangor. It makes it easy for folks to figure out where we are, to find us, to access our services and our programs. Obviously, we're on the city bus line. We're accessible for folks. Sometimes folks have trouble, so I always like to say we're on the second floor of the First National Bank building because our sign's on the back side of the building. So we sometimes have to make sure folks know where we are. And then our blood donor center is out on the end of the Hammond Street and the Odlin Road. So you can go out there and give blood.
And you do a lot of blood drives. I know we do one every year. I work at Brewer High School, and we always have a great time with that. And it's people just, you feel good about doing that. Yes, maybe if you don't like the needles, it stings for a moment. And then you feel so good later.
It is the easiest hour you'll ever spend. They give you snacks and cookies and little fun juice drinks. They take good care of you. You get a cool Band-Aid and a cool sticker so you can like make all the people in your life like treat you nice. And there's this rule, you can't do dishes or vacuum or lift anything or go to the gym after you give blood. So there are those kind of perks if that's of interest to you.
That's a fantastic rule. I like that a lot. Well, that's wonderful news. For anybody who'd like more information, you want to share the website with
Sure. You can go to redcross.org or redcrossblood.org. You can always call us at 941-2903.
Excellent. Carol, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Betsy, good to see you as always.
Yes.
You want to do it again next week?
Absolutely. And I know I actually looked at my list, so I know who's coming.
Okay, who is it?
Sarah from Story Silo.
Awesome.
Yeah. She makes these really cool videos. They're really amazing.
Love it. Well, that's next week right here as we talk downtown Bangor, interestingly enough, on Downtown.